ahead and begin, call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar. Councilmember Cardoza. Councilmember Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. I'll go ahead and stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance if you'll just kind of follow along at home, and we'll see if we can get through this without so many echoes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. So the only item we have up today is the consent agenda. Are there any questions or comments on that or motion to approve?
Mayor?
Yes.
I have a question on the bills, and it's the, looks like there was cutting of concrete and a patch behind the park's office. What were those? What is the patch, just the parking lot being paved?
You know, I really... Was Bobby on?
Bobby's on.
Oh, good. Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's on. It's Councilman Cardoza. That's actually part of the pathway that we paved a couple years ago. There were some roots trying to grow through the asphalt, so we had to cut a chunk out and have it fixed.
Okay. Okay.
And they did that wall. They did the pathway behind the office here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
All right. Anything else on that?
The question I had was in May, there was a barbecue fest of $750. What was that?
This is Chris Ingles for the record. That $750 was returning a sponsorship. We had an event scheduled for the end of May. We had received sponsorships. However, the event was canceled due to COVID and gathering. And so we refunded the sponsorship because we, you know, aren't having the event, so we wouldn't keep it.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Anyone else?
All right. If there's nothing else, I move we approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Motion is to approve the consent agenda by Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar and seconded by Councilmember McPherson. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? And that motion carries. So I'll give you just a quick update. We had a, we have what we call our MAC policy group, which is a multi-agency committee that's made up of the mayors of Ada and Canyon County, and then also commissioners, and we'd meet and discuss with the Central District Health and Southwest District Health and the hospitals on those calls. Yesterday when we met, we had a Tommy Alquist. Dr. Tommy Alquist was part of the call. He put together a group of CEOs of large companies, and they are investing in a lot of tests so that they can, and also the equipment to give test results from. And so now at the same locations where you were able to go before at the hospitals with the tents and that, they can do three different types So one is to check to see if you currently have the COVID. The second one is to see if you are a contagious carrier of COVID. And the third one is to see if you carry an antibody for that COVID. So if you've already had it, there's a chance you carry that. The only thing on that is that we're not, they're not 100% sure that you can't get COVID a second time. So that's kind of a question that's still up in the air. But they do have those tests available. And if you want to look on, look at their site, it's called Crush the Curve. And if you just Google that, it'll bring you to crushthecurve.com. And you can look on that. There's a site you can go to there and actually register to have the test done. So it'll ask you a series of questions to figure out which test you should have. And then when you go to the site there, I don't know exactly. I imagine you're already registered. They may just go with that, or they may quiz you again on that. I'm not sure, but it does. You can register online for that. So that's good news. They're making some really good strides in that, and hopefully we can get to where we can get through this thing and everybody can kind of get back to normal. But the number of cases in Ada County are down, Canyon County also, so they're not coming in as hot as they were, so apparently what we're doing is working, and we're real hopeful that we can get things back to normal. So that's kind of my update on the COVID-19. We're still maintaining operations here at the city. Everybody that we did have that was suspected that may or may not have it, that quarantined, everyone's back to work. We're still keeping the city hall closed and the treatment plant closed off from public access, just so that we can make sure we keep the city operating. Everybody's spirits are up and everybody's doing well, so we should be in good shape. So that's kind of all I have for an update. So I don't know if there's anything council wants to share, or anyone else, any of the directors.
This is Brianna. I just had a quick question for you, Mayor.
Sure.
With the Crush the Curve initiative, was Mr. Almquist able to give any information about the antibody testing specifically? It seems like most of the news reports that I've seen have indicated that in large part, the antibody testing thus far is not confirmed to be super accurate. And so I was just wondering if he had any insight as to whether the types of antibody tests that they're offering through Crush the Curve, whether those are, higher quality tests or whether they've been able to confirm that they don't have some of those accuracy problems, if you happen to know.
Like I said, it's not 100% that you can't get this again, and that may be because you would show that you have an antibody when you really don't. So I think there is still some question to the accuracy of those. However, it does give a little bit of hope to have the testing. The one that's probably the least accurate is when they're testing to see if you have COVID. There's like a 7 to 9 day time frame that if you're not tested in that time frame, it can show that you don't have COVID when in all actuality you do. So that's when that next test that tells if you're contagious comes into play, because obviously you have it or have had it just recently if you are contagious. And they're kind of thinking even maybe it looks like that can go as long as 20 days that you would stay contagious once you've received it. So the testing still is somewhat questionable. However, I think they're somewhat happy with the accuracy of what they're getting from that. Anything else?
This is Bill Gate, Gray, Mayor.
Yes.
Permission. I just wanted to report. I just sent Chris my legislative report for this year's legislature, and I've just asked her to distribute it to you and the members of the council as well as the department heads. I just sent it out.
Oh, very good. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, if there is nothing further, we will call this meeting adjourned. I appreciate everyone for taking the time to call in, and we'll see what we can do from there. So everybody stay well, and we will see you sometime soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.